USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Negotiations for a temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hamas are ongoing. That's according to White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We are working 24/7, leaning in, trying to make sure that we get that hostage deal so that we have a temporary ceasefire so that we can get that all-important aid into Gaza.
Additionally, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is scheduled to visit Saudi Arabia and Egypt this week as part of diplomatic efforts related to that conflict. The United Health Group, one of the nation's largest healthcare providers, said it is making progress recovering from one of the worst cyber attacks on a healthcare system in United States history. On February 21st, United Health Group announced a hacking group called ALF-V, also known as Black Cat, breached its system. Pharmacy, medical claims, and payment systems were all targeted by that attack. The Department of Health and Human Services Office of Civil Rights said it is investigating that breach. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump, both of whom had already clinched their party's presidential nominations, picked up some more delegates Tuesday in their respective primary contests in Arizona, Florida, Illinois, Kansas, and Ohio. In Ohio, businessman Bernie Moreno won the key Republican Senate primary, setting up a highly watched contest against Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown in the fall that will be key in deciding control of the Senate. Trump had endorsed Moreno, and the primary was this year's first test of the former president's clout in a contested Senate race. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Dirty Dozen list is out, done by the Environmental Working Group. It's a list of fruits and veggies that was tested and found to have detectable levels of pesticides. Non-organic strawberries, leafy greens such as spinach and kale, collard and mustard greens, grapes, peaches, and pears, as well as nectarines, apples, bell and hot peppers, cherries, blueberries, and green beans round out the list. The good news, there's another list called the Clean 15. Avocados, sweet corn, pineapples, onions, and papayas, along with frozen sweet peas, asparagus, honeydew melons, kiwis, cabbage, watermelons, mushrooms, mangoes, sweet potatoes, and carrots. For the first time in the World Happiness Report's dozen-year history, the U.S. did not rank in the top 20 of the world's happiest countries. The U.S. landed in 23rd place compared to 15th last year. While the U.S. is still in the top 10 happiest countries for those over 60, its overall ranking fell because of unhappy Americans under the age of 30. Finland ranked at the top of the list for the seventh year in a row. Billionaire philanthropist and author Mackenzie Scott announced Tuesday she's giving $640 million to 361 small nonprofits that responded to an open call for applications. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.